Now, as engineers, we think of this as straight-up miniaturization. You took a big thing and you made it little. But what I told you before about computers was that they transformed our lives when they became small enough for us to take them everywhere. So what is the transformational equivalent like that in medicine? Well, what if you had a detector that was so small that it could circulate in your body, find the tumor all by itself, and send a signal to the outside world? It sounds a little bit like science fiction, but actually, nanotechnology allows us to do just that. Nanotechnology allows us to shrink the parts that make up the detector from the width of a human hair, which is 100 microns, to 1,000 times smaller, which is 100 nanometers. And that has profound implications. It turns out that materials actually change their properties at the nanoscale. You take a common material like gold, and you grind it into dust, into gold nanoparticles, and it changes from looking gold to looking red. If you take a more exotic material, like cadmium selenide, forms a big black crystal. If you make nanocrystals out of this material, and you put it in a liquid, and you shine light on it, they glow. And they glow blue, green, yellow, orange, red, depending only on their size. It's wild. Can you imagine an object like that in the macro world? It would be like all the denim jeans in your closet are all made of cotton, but they are different colors depending only on their size. So as a physician, what's just as interesting to me is that it's not just the color of materials that changes at the nanoscale. The way they travel in your body also changes. And this is the kind of observation that we're going to use to make a better cancer detector. So let me show you what I mean. This is a blood vessel in the body. Surrounding the blood vessel is a tumor. We're going to inject nanoparticles into the blood vessel and watch how they travel from the bloodstream into the tumor. Now, it turns out that the blood vessels of many tumors are leaky, and so that nanoparticles can leak out from the bloodstream into the tumor. Whether they leak out depends on their size. So in this image, the smaller 100 nanometer blue nanoparticles are leaking out, and the larger 500 nanometer red nanoparticles are stuck in the bloodstream. So that means, as an engineer, depending on how big or small I make a material, I can change where it goes in your body.